We'll spend a little time reviewing those points from yesterday's discussion that are necessary for today, and then we'll pick up the Gemara of today of Omar Rav. Yeah. So we have a machlokas here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And here on Daf Lamed Daled Omid Beis, which we did yesterday, Rav Dimi interprets this machlokas as a double machlokas. And that is, it's a machlokas about Chayvei Misa Shogegin and Chayvei Malkiyo Shogegin. In both of these cases, we're talking about someone who violated an Avera, and while he was violating an Avera, he also incurred a Chiv Mamon, and he did this Avera B'Shogeg. So there's no Misa, there's no Malkus, but the Avera per se, had it been done B'Mezid, would have generated Misa or Malkus.
Mezid then means without Drah, B'Dirklah.
Correct, without Drah.
Okay.
And here we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In fact, the Gemara asks, why is it that Reish Lakish rejected the interpretation of our Mishnah as Rabbi Yochanan would have it, namely that there was no Asra, because Reish Lakish holds that even in the event that there was no Asra, there would still be Kim Lebe the Rab Minei. And therefore we cannot justify the Mishnah in the Sechta Malkus, which says that you get Malkus, unless we're going to introduce Rabbi Meir. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was, if you remember, was very inhibited about introducing Rabbi Meir, to say that the author of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Meir, we paskin like the Chachamim, and yet Halacha Kistam Mishnah, so we don't want to have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. So that, Reish Lakish in a certain sense is at a disadvantage in terms of his understanding of our Mishnah, because he's setting up our Mishnah like Rabbi Meir against the Chachamim, and that's not generally a good thing.
Right.
Reish Lakish, on the other hand, cannot accept Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mishnah in Malkus is talking about a case where there was Hasra. Our Mishnah here in Ksuvus, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a case where there was no Hasra, and therefore you pay Knas. There's no Kimlei Ramine. Reish Lakish can't accept that, because even in the absence of Hasra, we still apply the principle of Kimlei the Ramine. And that's called Chayvei Malkios Shogegin. And Rav Dimi adds that we're going to have another principle, which we're going to see. Chizkiah maintains this principle, Chayvei Misa Shogegin. And the way Rav Dimi presents it, Rabbi Yochanan would say, both in the cases of Chayvei Misa Shogim and Chayvei Malki Shogim, you pay and you suspend the principle of Kim Lev the Ramine, because Kim Lev Ramine, as we said, addresses Bezdin, and Bezdin has to mete out two Onshim Befal. In this case, there are no two Onshim Befal because it was a Shogim case. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, holds that we look not at the befall, but rather at the theory about the abstract nature of the Avera, and if the Avera would, had there been Asra, generate a Chi of Misa or a Chi of Malkus, that's enough to set off and activate the principle of Kim Lebe the Rami.
And Reish Lakish actually has a more literal reading of the Pasuk.
Right, so the reading of the Pasuk, for example, the Gemara is going to go here with Veloya Oson, and who's Veloya Oson? Is it going to be the Isha? Is it going to be the Make, the Nogev? So we're up to Omar Rav, that's where we want to start today. And this is on the top of Daf Lamed Hei Omed Aleph, on the fourth line down. Umi Ika Lemandi Omar. Chayovei Mises Shogegin. Chayovei. Is there anyone, in this case Rabbi Yochanan, who could reject the principle of Kim Levi the Ramine in the case of Chayovei Mises Shogegin? Meaning, Rava is going to claim that Rav Dimi went a little too far, and his presentation, his transmission, is faulty. It's a faulty transmission. It cannot be that the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish applies not only to Chayvei Malki Shogin, but to extend it to include even Chayvei Misa Shogin, that's impossible. And the reason for that is because of Tana Debei Chizkiah. And Tosa is going to point out that Tana Debei Chizkiah was accepted by all the Tanoim. There's no one who disagrees with Tana Debei Chizkiah. And therefore, Rav Dini, in presenting Rav Yochanan as suspending Kim Lev Ramine in the case of Chayvei Misa Shogim, that's a mistake. That cannot be. Because Chayvei Misa Shogim for sure is Potter from Tashlumin, and that's Tana Debei Chizkiah, based on the parsha at the end of Emor. And I think yesterday we had a chance to look up the psukim there. And the pasuk reads, Umake nefesh behema yishalmeno, nefesh tachas nefesh. Now, we have a pasuk, Umake behema tishalmeno, and then we have another pasuk, Umake Adam Yumos. Umake Adam Yumos. So now we have two psukim. Maka Behemi Shalmeda, Maka Adam Yumos. The first pasuk, or shall I say the first part of the pasuk, is referring to what we call Adam HaMazik. And in this case, somebody was responsible for killing someone else's behemoth. And in the second part of the pasuk, we're talking about murder. We're talking about not killing someone's behemoth, but killing someone himself.
At the beginning of these psukim, the murder comes before killing the behemoth. At the end, it's the order you
say. Okay, good. Very good. So that's, you know, we have to compare pasuk Yud Ches to pasuk Chaf Aleph. But right now we're going to focus our attention on pasuk Chaf Aleph, the later pasuk. Excellent, we have the Chumash here. And the Torah starts with Maka Behema and goes on to Maka Adam. So we're talking about Adam Shaharag Behema's Chavera, that's the ratio of the pasuk, and Adam Shaharag Adam in the Sefer. And now we're going to have what's called a Hekesh. And we're going to equate Maka Adam to Maka Behema. So the Malamed here that's teaching is Maka Behema. And the Nilmad that's being derived is Maka Adam. So what can we derive from Maka Behema? And that's the principle Lochi Laktabo. What does Lochi Laktabo mean? When the Torah says Yishalmena, there's no qualification. It applies straight across the board, no matter whether or not you did this deliberately or unintentionally. And Lochi Laktabo Bein Shogeg Bein B'mezid. Bein B'shogeg Bein B'mezid. In both cases, you're chayav to pay Yishalmena. And this is the famous principle called Adam Muad Li'olam, Bein Mezid Bein Shogeg. Yeah, you're responsible for your actions. If you destroyed someone's property, even if you didn't do it purposely, you have to pay for that. And then, through this Hekesh, we're going to say that the same thing applies to Maka Adam. So first, as far as Maka Behem is concerned, Adam HaMazik is Lo Chilakabo Bein B'shogeg bein b'mezid bein miskaven lid she'eno miskaven. That's whether he did it with kavana or without kavana. Now Tosus, not here, but more in Masechet Bava Kama. I mean, you'll see a little bit of it here in Dibur Maskel Af. But he deals with these two categories to compare and contrast them. I mean, on the one hand we have Shogeg and Mezid, and then on the other hand we have Miskaven and She'eino Miskaven. And basically, just to summarize in a few words his thesis, Tosa says the following, that in the case of Shogeg and Mezid, when you say Lo Chilakdavo, what you mean is that it's always going to be either potter or chayav. We olam potter michiv tashlumen achar sheba im hamisa. And this means the following, not the way we interpreted it before, that'll come up a little bit later on, but in Shogeg and Mezid, we're going to say that if for some reason he would be Chayav Misa, then he would be Potter from Tashlumin, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Shogeg. In other words, what we're saying is the following, that when we apply Kim Levi the Rabbimine in a case of Makah Behema, again, we don't know exactly what the scenario is, but let's say that he killed a human being and an animal simultaneously, if you could imagine such a case, then he'll always be Potter from Tashlumin. And why? Because that Chiyuv came simultaneously with Misa. Right, so let's accept a scenario, you can think of it in your mind, where he killed a human being and an animal at the same time. He doesn't pay for the animal, and it makes no difference whether he was Chayav Misa because he was a Mezid, or even if he was a Shogeg. We're going to still apply the principle of Kim Levi the Rabbimine. And what's Miskavi V'She'enu Miskavi? That's a case... Just one second. I think I jumped the gun here. One second. My mistake. Let's see if I went too far, too fast. Oh. So you know what? I skipped the Tosus Divya Maschalu Mi and I immediately jumped to Tosus Av. So let's go back to Tosus Divya Maschalu Mi. Tosus says the following. That Mezid and Shogeg, as far as killing the behemah is concerned, we'll get back to the case of Misa in just a minute. In the case of killing an animal, we don't distinguish between a Mezid and a Shogeg. So he may have inadvertently killed an animal. And what's Miskavin, Shalom Miskavin means he had Kavana to kill this behema, or he had kavana to kill another behema and he accidentally killed this behema. He's always chayav v'tashlumin. That's the tostim maskal ummi. So let me just underline this because my eye didn't catch the letter here. Okay, so that's number one. And then it says bein derech yerida L'derech Aliyah. So it doesn't matter whether he was going up and he fell down and killed an animal. He was going down the ladder and he killed an animal. L'fotro moment, Ela L'chaiva moment. We're not going to make any distinctions and say, well, you know, he's a Shogeg, he was an Eidim Eskavin, he was Derech Aliyah, and therefore he should be Potter. No. We're going to say that in all cases, he's Chayav. And the Gemara Bava Kamma actually derives this from another pasuk, Petza Tachas Petza, that Odom Amazik is Chayev, Bein B'Mezid, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein Ba'onis, Bein B'Rotzon, Odom Mu'udli Ola. And that's what we mentioned earlier. Now, why is the Brice of Debei Chizkiyah making a distinction between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida? Because that distinction is relevant to a case of Golos. And the Chiyuv Golos is only when a person is guilty of killing someone b'derech yerida, on his way down. And the Gemara in Makkos on Daf Zayin has a drasha for that, vayapel alav vayamos, the Chiyuv Golos is only b'derech yerida, b'derech nefila. But with regard to Makkah Behema, if a person kills someone's animal, then there's no difference between derech yerida and derech aliyah. So the bottom line is that the Lochilakdabo here tells me that with regard to Makkah Behema, he's always going to be Chayev, and it matters not whether he was Mezid, Shogeg, etc. Af Makkah Adam, now we saw that there was a Hekish in the Pasuk between Makkah Adam and Makkah Behema. Makkah Adam is being compared now to Makkah Behema, Lo Tachlok Bo, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Bein miskaven l'she'ena miskaven b'derech yerida l'derech aliyah l'chayvo mamon el l'fotro mimamon. Don't make any distinction and say, well, maybe in the case of Shogeg or Eina Miskaven, or in the case of Derech Aliyah, he should be Potter. I'm sorry, he should be Chayav, right? You have a Ha meaning here that he'd be Chayav, because again, he's not Chayav Misa. Ella, but rather lo techalik bo lefotro moment. So before we said there was no chilik lechayva moment, now we're saying there's no chilik lefotro moment, which means that in all cases, even in cases where he's not chayv misa, because it was shogeg, it was lo miskaven, it was derech yirida, in all these cases, we're going to still say kim lebe de rab mine, and therefore he's potter. And that's called el lefotro moment. And here's where we meant to quote the Tosfos, and that's this Tosfos Af. And when it says Af Makir Adam and Lo Techalikbo, in all cases he's going to be Chayav. In other words, in the Hamamin, I'm saying before the Hekish he would be Chayav in the cases where he's potter from Misa, el lefotro moment, but rather he's potter, even though he's not chayv Misa. So here's what Tosfos says, that what does it mean, shogeg umezid lo chilaktavo? That means you're always going to be potter from tashlumin, even if you were a shogeg. And miskavin, shein miskavin means you're always going to be potter from tashlumin. Now, what's the tashlumin here? The tashlumin here is what we call dmei hanerag, and you're always going to be potter from tashlumin, even if you're not chayiv misa, because that chayiv tashlumin came simultaneously with the chayiv misa. And derech aliyah, derech yirida means, this is a more complicated case of derech aliyah, derech yirida. He says, "Hainu le'inyin she'ein arotzeach yochol liftos es chiyuv misoso ulechaper al kach b'momo." So this has to do with a separate law in the Torah that addresses the dayorim and says to the bezdin that you're not allowed to take a kapora, meaning a pigeon, as a ransom money to replace whatever chiyuv is chayev. For example, in the case of derech yirida, he's chayev golos, so he can't just pay his way out of golos. And how much more so if it was a mezid situation, he can't pay himself out of a chiyuv misa. He says, "Kshem shebederech aliyah, ilu harag b'shogeg, is lo nitan shigigaso lekaparas golos." If he killed someone on his way up, then he cannot be mechaper for his murder, for his shgaga, through golos. And ein not l'me'arotzech momon kidei l'focho. And he's not able to ransom himself in order to patter himself up. He's so too in Derech Yirida, he has a possibility of shkaga, of kapor and shkaga by going to the Ir Miklat, but ain't no fumen in moment kidei lifotro. You don't receive ransom money to exempt him from golos. And of course, in the case of Mezid, we're not going to patter him up with the chiyuv misa through ransom money by accepting money. So that's a summary of Tosfos here, Dibur Maskal Af, but it's more about Rikus in Bava Kama. So now we're up to Tosfos at the end of Umi, where he says that everybody accepts Chizkiyah, and if all the Tanoim accepted Chizkiyah, we have a problem with the transmission of Rav Dimi, because Rav Dimi claims Rav Yochanan, in the case of Chayvim Misa Shogigin, is Mechayiv you in Tashlumin. Here we see clearly that you're part of Tashlumin. Eloki Asa Ravin, you know, Rav Dimi and Ravin were contemporaries. They both were Babylonians who spent a great deal of time in Eretz Yisrael. When they came to Babel, they brought the transmission. Ravin brought a different transmission. Omar, he said, "Chayve misa shogin kuli amol pligi de p'turim." In other words, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that with regard to Chiv Misa, based on the drush of Tanit Bechizkia, we apply the principle of Kimleib Mamine even to a Shogeg. But Ki Pligi Bechayvi Malkus Shogegin Vidavrach. And the Machlok stream of Yochanan and Reish Lakish is in a case where he incurred a Chiv Malkus and a Chiv Mamon at the same time. But he was a Shogeg as far as the Chiv Malkus is concerned. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says that in this case, since he's not going to be Chayev Malkus before, therefore there's no Kidmlin Ramine. And only in the case of Chayvim Misa Shogegim, we have Iskush, we have a Hekesh, but in Chayvim Malkus Lo Iskush, we don't have any source for a Hekesh between Chayvim Malkios and Makabehema. So even though in Makabehema we've applied the principle of Lokhilakim and Shogim amazing, but we don't have the ability to transfer that and apply that to the case of Chayvim Malkios and say that even in Shogeg he's going to be potter. No, therefore in Chayvim Malkios he's going to be Chayv if he was a Shogeg, or like we discussed before, if there was no Asra. Reish Lakish on a potter. Beferish rips the Torah shechayvim Malkios kechayvim Misos. We have an explicit derivation, an equation between chayvim Malkios and chayvim Miso, and in the context of that equation, we're going to say that just like in chayvim Miso shogegin, your potter, we apply kimle. So too in chayvim Malkios shogegin, we're going to apply kimle. So the Gemara immediately asks, Heichan ribs the Torah. So where in the Torah do we find that the Torah went out of its way to equate Chayvim Malkios with Chayvim Mises? Omer Abaye, so here we have Machlokes Shin Abaye v'Rova. Abaye is going to present a Gzeres Shava. And where is this Gzeres Shava? This is Asya Rasha Rasha. And Chayvim Misos, the Torah says, this is towards the end of the Sefer Bamidbar, it says, Lo sikhu kofer lenefesh rotseach asher hu rasha lamus kimos yumas. So there the word rasha appears. And in the parasha Chayvim Malkios, which is in Kitetze, in Sefer Dvarim, there it says, Vaya im bin hakos ha rasha. Again the word rasha. Vipila shal feit vikol ufan of today rishasa bin mispar. And now we have an equation between Misa and Malkios. And in the context of this equation, we're going to derive the conclusion that just like Kimlev the Ramine and Misa applies even in a Shogeg situation, so too in a Malkus situation, even in a Shogeg, we apply Kimlev the Ramine. Now the Gemara is going to offer an alternative derivation to support Reish Lakish, and that's going to be Rava. Rava is going to say, how do we know that Chayvim Malkios Shogin or Pturim in a Tashlumin? As a special limud, according to Rava, in the parasha of Chayvim Malkios, we don't need to equate Chayvim Malkios to Chayvim Misos. Even in the parasha of Malkios, Rava is going to find a source for Shogeg to say that he's potter from paying damages if he incurred a Chiv Malkios. Now, where is that limud, where is that derivation from, that in Chayvim Malkios you don't pay tashlumin even in the case of Shogeg? So the answer is that we have a Hekesh. The Torah says, makeh, actually. And in this makeh, there's going to be an equation between Chayvim Malkios and Makeh Behema.
Now,
that's what the
Bechizkia also was Hekesh the same things. Right?
Yeah. It's very similar to the Hekesh of Chizkia, but what we're going to introduce to the Hekesh of Chizkia is Chayvim Malkios. In other words, Chizkia only had an equation between Makeh Adam and Makeh Behema, meaning Makeh Behema is being compared to Makeh Adam in the case of Chiyuv Misa.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have a Hekesh that would introduce Chayvim Malkios.
Okay.
Rava is trying to accomplish that goal on our behalf. And we're going to see from the analysis of this Gemara how he achieves that goal. Okay. Only Rav Papa Lerava. Hey Make, what pasuk do you have in mind that sets up this equation between Chayvi Malkius and Maka Behema, in which we can extend Chizkia to apply to Chayvi Malkius as well? Ilema, if it's the pasuk that Chizkia himself quoted, that's not going to help you, because nowhere in this pasuk do we have any sort of a remez, an allusion to Malkios, the Chayvi Malkios, high bektoliksiv. The Torah is talking about a chiyuv misa, namely maka adam yumas. So we're talking about a person who killed someone, he's chayv misa for that. We're not talking about Chayvi Malkios. So that was the pasuk of Chizkia. Now the pasuk of Chizkia, we're all here. John, you can keep this open for me and look into the pasukim. Here we are in Vayikra Perikov Dalit, and we begin with pasuk Chaf Aleph, which is the later pasuk. Why am I beginning with pasuk Chaf Aleph? Because that's the pasuk of Chizkia, and in that pasuk the Torah speaks about Make Adam. However, what the Gemara is going to do now, this is what the thrust of what Rav is doing, is he's going to look at an earlier pasuk in the very same chapter, because that was pasuk Chaf Aleph, am I correct? Where the Torah says Maka Adam.
That's right.
Now, if we go back to pasuk Yud Ches, right, Yud Ches, which should be about six pasukim earlier, there the Torah mentions nothing about Maka Adam. Am I correct? It says Maka Nefesh Behemi Shal Mena Nefesh Tachas Nefesh.
Correct. Just Behemi.
Just Behemi.
Just Behemi.
Oh. Now, right after that pasuk, in the very next pasuk, which is pasuk Yutes, it says V'ish ki ite muba miso kasher aso ken yaso lo. And here we're talking about the parasha of Chovel Bechavero. And as we discussed on many occasions, Chovel Bechavero is a violation of an Iser Pen Yosef, which would generate a Chiyuv Malkus. So the equation now is between what we call the Smichus HaParshios, or Smichus HaPsukim in this case. There are two Psukim that are contiguous, one to the other. One is addressing a case of Adam HaMazik, namely Makeh Nefesh Behema. The next pasuk is addressing a case of Chovel B'Chaver, for which you'd get Malkus. So here's where the Chiv Malkus is going to sort of sneak into this parasha. So that's what Gemara says now. Elo, hi Makeh, which Makeh is it? Not the Makeh of pasuk Chav Dalet, right? Because that was a case where the Torah equates Makeh Behema to Makeh Adam, but rather the Maka Behema of Pasuk Yud Ches, the earlier Pasuk. The Torah says, Maka Nefesh Behemi Shal Mena Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. V'samichle, and those are the two key words. In the very next Pasuk, the Torah says, V'ish ki ite muba miso, and the end of the Pasuk is, Kasher Osa Ken Yosolo. And what we're referring to here is a Chiv Malkus. How do I know that the subject of this pasuk is a chiv malkus? Maybe you'll say, well, the subject of this pasuk is to pay the five categories of penalties, of damage payments, of a chovel. No, but the answer is, it says, kenye asalo. We'll do to him what he did to someone else. He beat up somebody else, we're going to beat him up. So here's where the Torah in this pasuk is indicating malkus. No, it's Kasher Osa, just like he was Makes Chavero, Kenya Osa Lo, the Akehu Bezdin. Bezdin's going to beat him up. And of course, when Bezdin beats up a person, that call means Malkus Arboy. Oh, so now we have a Hekesh between the Chiv Malkus that's written in the Pasuk of Ishki Ite Mumba Miso and the Maka Behema situation in the very previous Pasuk. And in Maka Behema, we've already derived from Chizkia the lochi lakdavo, that in Maka Behema we're not going to be mechalik lechaivo, correct, lechaivo. and he's always going to be chayev, and therefore we're going to say lo chilak debo in a case where you are chayev an onesh, even when the onesh is not going to be implemented because you were a shogeg. And here it's going to be lo chilak debo lifotro. So the lo chilak debo, again, as we've said many times in Chizkiah, in the case of Makkah Behema means lo chilak debo lechayvo, meaning you're always going to be chayv. So to lo chilak debo, by virtue of this equation, in the case where he's chayv and onesh, is that he's always going to be potter, even lo chilak debo bein shogeg lemezid. So lo chilak debo bein shogeg lemezid now is going to apply even to the case of Malkus. And why is that so? Because this samachle, because we have this hekesh now between Makkah Behema and Chiyuv Malkus. And the thrust of that hekesh is to establish that just like in Makkah Behema, we're not going to make any distinctions between Shogeg and Mezid, so to Chayvi Malkus, we're going to say you're potter, and we're going to apply Kimlein Rami, and we're not going to distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid. Hence, we have, according to Reish Lakish, the way Rav is interpreting Reish Lakish, a source for Chayvi Malkios Shogegin Pturim Minatashlumin. And based on that, Reish Lakish is going to tell us that I cannot accept Rav Yochanan's interpretation of our Mishnah Ksubis of Elu Naris Sheishlam Knas, because there would be no Knas. What's Rav Yochanan's agenda to say there was no Hasra? Well, Reish Lakish says it's irrelevant whether there's Hasra or not, because Chayvi Malki is Shogegin, just like Chayvi Misa is Shogegin, Pturim and Atashlumin. Hence, we have to reinterpret our Mishnah, and then we're going to introduce Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara now is upset. V'hai lav makahi? This pasuk doesn't have the word makah in it. It just says ki yite mum. And if Rava wants to set up a limud, you remember Rava's statement was asya makah makah. Well, where's the makah makah over here? True, in the case of Behemoth, it says makah. In the case of Adam, which is a Rotzeach case, it says Makkah. But you want to know about this pasuk here, which is a Chiv Malkus. In the case of Chovel, where does it say Makkah here? So the Gemara answers, Anan hakah kamrinan. The Hekesh here is not because of what you would call Xer Shavah. The Torah used the word, the same identical word twice, but rather the concept of hakah. In other words, the subject, the theme of these two psukim is hakah. Because again, in the case of Kite Mum Ba Miso, which is Chovel, that was also a hakah, similar to the case of Makkah Behema. So that's enough for the equation. So we've shifted from a Gzeres Shava, according to Rava, to a Smichus, and that Smichus is between Makkah Nefesh and Makkah Adam, but not Makkah Adam when he killed a person, but rather Makkah Adam when he was Chovel the Chaver. The Gemara is not happy with it. Again, V'akiksiv. This pasuk is B'chovel b'chaveru hu dechsiv, V'chovel b'chaveru bar tashlumenu. In other words, when you have a choice between Malkus and Mammon, in the case of Chovel B'Chaver, Malkus for violating Lo Yosef, and Mammon under the Chiyuve Chovel, then we're going to give him Mammon, and he's potter from Malkus. So notice this pasuk is not talking about Malkus at all, because Chovel B'Chaver by definition doesn't get Malkus. The Torah specifies exactly what the punishment is in Chovel B'Chaveru, and that's going to be Tashlumei Mammon. It's not going to be Malkus. So how could Rava say that there's a Hekesh here between Makkah Behema and Malkus because of the Hekesh to Chovel? Well, the Pasuk of Chovel is not addressing a Chiyuv Malkus. There is no Malkus. And here the Gemara is going to take a step back and say, wait a minute, are you really sure that in Chovel B'Chaver there's no Malkus? The Torah says Pen Yosef. There must be a case where you have Malkus for Pen Yosef. Every lav in the Torah has to, at some point, in some scenario, generate Malkus. So the Gemara says, in Eino Inyan, if I can't apply this pasuk, because it has no, there's no need for this pasuk in Hakosh Yesh B'Shav Pruta, where he has to pay the Shavah Pruta, and therefore he is going to be potter from Malkus because we have a principle called Eino Loka Meshalem. So again, in a case of Hakosh Yesh B'Shav Pruta, there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. Well, the pasuk says right after this, again, you have to look in the Chumash, it says, Shever tachas shover, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. And then it says, Kasher yitain mum bi adam ken yinosev. Well, the word yitain is an indication of tashlume moment. You remember this, we had this back on Daf Lamed Aleph, from Torah nitain miyad liyad. So when the Torah says ken yinosev bo, it's referring to the case where a person knocked out someone's eye or his tooth, and the Torah wants to tell you that instead of taking out the eye of the aggressor and his tooth, he pays mamon ken yinosev bo. And he pays Dmei Tashlume, Dmei Eino, whatever the case may be, that's Momon. And that's called the Dovra Nitan Miyad Liyad. So in other words, we already know from the very next Pasuk that he pays Tashlume. So why did the Torah say, therefore, Kasher Osa Ken Yosa Lo? What was the thrust of the Pasuk? It couldn't have been referring to Hakosh Yesh Boshav Pruta, because the subject of the next pasuk is Hakosh Yesh Boshav Pruta, and the Torah says Kein Yinasein Bo, which means he has to pay up because he was mazik him. He inflicted an assault which cost him a loss of at least of a pruta, a very minimum of a pruta. So he has to pay for that, and that's Kein Yinasein Bo. So what was there for the previous pasuk talking about when it said Kasher Osa Kein Yosalo? What kind of punishment are we talking about? We can't be talking about a punishment of Mammon, because that's the subject of the very next pasuk. So what's the subject of this pasuk? Bekitzer, in a word, what is the Torah establishing here in the case of Chovel in the pasuk Yitein Ish Muba? What punishment is the Torah establishing here? You can't tell me the Torah is establishing here the punishment of Mammon, because that we know from the next pasuk, Shever Tachas Shover Ayin Tachas Ayin Kein Yinasein Bo. And the answer must be La Kosha Ein Bo Shover Pruta. In other words, there's no Chiyuv Mammon. It's less than a Shover Pruta. Again, it's hard to imagine such a thing, but it's less than a Shover Pruta. And therefore, he's Chayv Malchus. Why? Because he violated the law of Pen Yosef. So the case of Pen Yosef as a violation of Malchus is going to be Pachos Mishov and Pruto. Now that the Pasuk Ish Ki Yitein Muba Miso is discussing a case of Hakoshi Eimo Shov and Pruto, therefore we're talking about a Chayv Malchus, now we can set up an equation between this hakar and the previous pasuk to Makkah Behema and say lo chilakdavo. Just like in Makkah Behema lo chilakdavo, you're always chayav even in the shogeg. So too in the case of Achiv Malkus, you're always potter even in the case of shogeg, even in the case where there is no, even where there's a case where there's no Malkus. So again, the theoretical Achiv Malkus, meaning theoretically, had he had a hasra, had he been mazed, is enough to exempt him based on this equation to Makkah Behema, because in Makkah Behema he's always chayav, and here he's always going to be chayav, he's always going to be pot. And now we turn to Lamed Hayam, and Beis Gemara is still not happy. Sof lav bar tashlumen hu. If you're talking about a case of akar of less than a shava pruta, then there's no chiyuv mamon. Now you want to establish based on this pasuk that there's no chiyuv mamon because of the nature of the law, the aver itself, insofar as theoretically it could generate a chiyuv malchus had it been done b'mezid. Therefore, even b'shogeg it knocks off a chiyuv mamon. But yet the pasuk is addressing the case by your own admission of Hakosha Ein Bashova Pruta, where potentially Bichayv Malkus had there been Asra. But here there's no Tashlumen. No, if there's no Tashlumen, so how can you derive from this Pasuk that you're potter from Tashlumen, meaning Kim Levi the Rabbine? This is not a Kim Levi the Rabbine case. This is a case where there is no Chiyuv Tashlumen. It was Hakosha Ein Bashova Pruta. If it had been Hakosha Shova Pruta, maybe we'd make a distinction between Shogeg and Mezid, and we'd say in the case of Shogeg he has to pay Tashlumen. But to say that in the case of Shogeg he doesn't pay Tashlumen in this particular Pasuk, the context of which is Hakosha Ein Bashova Pruta, there's no Tashlumen at all, you're really jumping a major step over here. The Gemara says we don't need the Hekesh except for the following case. De Bahadi de Machye, as he hits him, And again, we're talking about Akosha Einba Shavah Pruto, which would be Mechayev Malkus, is Kara Shirayim Dileh. Right? So he rips his cloak, let's call it, right? His Me'il, which is made of meshi, it's made of silk.
Don't wear silk.
Right. So in other words, the beged itself is a Shavah Pruto. That's for sure. It's a beged of meshi. Nevertheless, he's potter from Tashlumin. And why is he potter from Tashlumin? Because he could be Chayev Malkus had he been amazed. And therefore we're going to apply the principle of Chayev Malkus Shogigin, meaning Kimlev the Rabbin, even in the case of Shogigin Malkus, and we're going to derive from this Hekesh that even if there was no Asra and he doesn't get Malkus, he was a Shogig, nevertheless he's potter from Tashlumin, just like in the case of Makabehema, you didn't make any distinction between Shogig and Mazin, and you said he's always Chayev Tashlumin, even in the case of Shogig, so too in Malkus, he's going to be potter from Tashlumin, he didn't Kimlev Rabbin, even in the case of a Shogig. Amalei Rav Chia l'Rava. The Gemara now is going back to Tana de Bechizkia. Ulatani de Bechizkia, the Yomar Maka Adam Umaka Behema. That just like in the case of Maka Behema, you're going to tell me he's Chayev, even in the Shogeg. So to Maka Adam, you're Potter, me din Kimli Rabbi, not only in the case of Mesa, but even in the case of Shogeg, me my de Becholksim. How do you know that this pasuk of Maka Behema is talking about a case of a weekday? So a person killed his friend's animal on a Friday, and he has a chiv tashlumin, and velekala flugia. Now you're telling me he's chayv tashlumin, baby mezib, baby shogeg, even though he was a shogeg, he pays tashlumin because other would liolam, and from that you're going to derive the conclusion that even in Maka Adam he's always potter from tashlumin. And lo chilakibo bemezi l'shogeg dilma v'shabes k'siv. Maybe the case again, we have to understand this gemara. I don't think I'm going to be ready for this today, but hopefully I'll be smarter over the weekend, because the gemara is a very strange ukimta. Usually we don't have an ukimta in a pasuk in Chumash, you know, to come up with a wild scenario, that's like far from pshat. But in any event, let's just go through the Gemara on the most superficial level. Dilma b'Shabbos k'siv. Maybe the person killed his friend's animal on Shabbos, in which case he violated an Isur Shabbos, because the Tilus Neshama applies not just killing a person, but killing an animal as well. And therefore, if he had done so, v'mezid he b'chayv misa, d'v'behema gufa ika l'fluge. In other words, even in the din of Maka Behema, let's go back to Maka Behema, that's the source for the Hekesh of Tanan Bechizkia, we're going to distinguish between Shogeg v'mezid. We're going to say that the pasuk is saying that he's chayv tashlumin in a case of Shogeg, but had he done so b'mezid, he would be part of a tashlumin because he's chayav misa, because he did this action of killing his friend's animal on Shabbos. And if that be the case, the entire structure of Tanya v'Chizkia falls apart in front of our eyes. You can't have a hekesh between Maka Adam to Maka Behema and say lo chilakta, when in Maka Behema itself we're going to be machalik between Mezid and Shogeg. Because since we're talking about a case where he's chayav misa for violating Shabbos, it has to be a case of Shogeg. It cannot be a case of Mezid. So v'Behema gufa ikal efluge, it means that in the case of Maka Behema, we're going to have to distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid. Why? We don't have any choice. We're going to have to assume that when the Torah says that he's chayav tashlumin, right, Yishalmen, it says in the pasuk, it has to be a case of Shogeg. By definition, it couldn't be a case of Mezid, because that would certainly be Kimleib the Rabbimine. He's chayav miso. He would not be able to, so the pasuk Yishalmena could not apply. So Mele, what the Gemara is suggesting is that when it says in the pasuk Maka Behem Yishalmena, it's addressing the case of Shogeg and only the case of Shogeg. Why? Because he killed him on Shabbos. And if he killed him on Shabbos, it must be that we're talking about a case of Shogeg. Now again, this is a very interesting Gemara here, because this Gemara reminds us of Rav Dimi, And we spent a lot of time to reject Rav Dimi, right? We go back to Rav Dimi, and he was the one who told us, just 1 second, let me just get the right place here. And Rav Dimi was the one who said that Chayvei Miso Shogegin, according to Rav Yochanan, are Chayav B'Tashlumin. Do you remember that? Yeah. That was on the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Again, the Gemara rejected Rav Dimi and substituted Ravin for Rav Dimi. But in the transmission of Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan rejects Chizkiah, and he holds that Chayvei Miso Shogegin Chayav B'Tashlumin. And now we're having, you know, we're taking sort of a skeleton out of the closet now, and if we're going to interpret that Makav Emi Shalmena was a case where he killed the animal on Shabbos, then how can you be chayev for, how can you be chayev tashlume mamon if you incur chayev misa for Shabbos? We're going to have to say that there's a difference between mezid and shogeg. So now we're coming to the conclusion that chayev misa shogegin chayev mitashlume. So the Gemara rejects this and says, "Lo salka daita." It's not possible that the Torah is talking about a case of Shabbos. The Chsiv, it says, "Umaka beimi shalmenu umaka adam yumas," and the pasuk is talking about the din of maka behema and the din of maka adam. And in both cases, you're chayev, and therefore it makes sense to assume that both cases are equal. It's either on chol or on Shabbos. So hechi domi, what's going to be the case? E delo asru bei, if there was no asra, is maka adam amay yumos? How can the Torah say yumos? It must be talking about a case amazing. Ela pshita di asru bei, it must be by definition that there was asra. Now you're going to tell me Shabbos, then maka behemi shalmena. How can he pay damages? We have a principle called kim levi the rami name. Elolav b'chol. So how does the Gemara prove that this pasuk is talking about chol? We know that there's kim levi the rami. You could argue whether kim levi the rami applies in the case of shogeg, but nobody denies that kim levi the rami applies in the case of mezid. Now our pasuk here, maka behema maka adam, must be talking about a case of mezid because it says yumos. We cannot put him to death unless it was a mezid, meaning there was asra. Well, if there was asra in the case of maka adam in the sefer, then there had to be asra in the case of maka behema. And not only that, it's impossible to assume that this took place on Shabbos because the Torah says you must, and yet the Torah says maka behema shalmena. Well, if it's a case of Shabbos and it's a case of mezid, then everybody agrees that chayvei misa mezid certainly is kim levi the rami who would not pay tashlumin. How therefore can the Torah say in the case of mezid if it was on Shabbos maka behema shalmena? That's an untenable position. Al karchach, you have no choice but to assume that we're talking about a case of maka behema on chol and not on Shabbos. The Karev also say, here's where we're going to take a break. If I can trouble you for a pencil, thank you so much. We're over here. Let me give this back to you. And I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a good Shabbos. And don't get too smart. You know, Korach thought he was a smart aleck, you know. Yeah.